Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and he gets it free. James McCleskey, touchdown! They take the lead with 3 seconds left.
Patterson.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you with us here today as we really are into it now, baby. 5 games today, 4 games tomorrow. I mean, it's all happening here. Bowl season is officially in effect in the encyclopedia of college football. That is, go for the two. Joe Lisi, he's excited about it. Joe, how are you, my man?
Oh, the encyclopedia is out on the field right now. I'm walking through, doing a little walkthrough of that game coming by a little bit later. I got the windbreaker on, doing a little calisthenics, stretching. I'm locked and loaded. I got to be honest. Today, I feel like it's the holiday season. This is bowl season and the breaking news. Yeah, I'll tell you this right now. We need to have a ceremony. We need to have a special parade for the Central Michigan Chippewa. For them stepping up, and Jim McElwain. Never liked him at Florida, but I'll tell you what. Jim McElwain, you know what? They're getting my money in the Sun Bowl. They're getting my money. They are single-handedly responsible to have this bowl game. Yes, let's get it on.
Now, that is, of course, we'll start there, Joe. We yesterday discussed how the Sun Bowl was finished, the Arizona Bowl was finished. They were going to work through the night to put Washington State and Central Michigan together, which is exactly what happened, Joe. So the conferences got together, the bowls got together, and they figured out the payments, because that's really what it's all about, Joe, is money. It's not so simple as to just say, all right, well, you guys go to El Paso and play, because usually, Joe, like, you know, the ACC team that plays in that game, you know, they get like $5 million. Right. So the MAC team isn't going to get that. Central Michigan probably gets a little discounted rate. They now have to, I'm sure the Arizona Bowl had to get a couple bucks too in the MAC conference. But all that matters, Joe, is we still have the Sun Bowl. Friday, noon Eastern, the Chippewas of Central Michigan will take on the Cougars. And I got to tell you, Joe, you think that I thought the line would be a little higher. I'm not going to lie to you. 7 right now for this game. And I know you've already said, you just declared already, I'm back at the Chippewas. But I thought this would at least be like 10 or so. I mean, Pac-12 against the MAC team. I figured we'd get a few more points with Central Michigan, Joe.
Yeah, you're right. But they're a heavy running team, right? Their quarterback, Richardson, they're predicated on a ground-and-pound attack. They can throw it, but they want to run it down your throat. And obviously we're going to see, you know, which team is more physical in this ball game. It's very difficult. Let's keep in mind what Washington State is doing. They had flown in a couple of days ago and they're waiting around. Think about it. Their whole game plan was Miami. Now, in the 25th hour, they got to prepare for, you know, a MAC team, which, you know, the MAC and Central Michigan are stepping up in class, but they got to be relishing this, right? Think about it. Like,
oh, there's a big
spot for
them.
We have an opportunity, baby. Prime time. Two, you know, I think it's a 12 o'clock kick, or do they push it back to 3
o'clock? No, high noon Eastern on Friday.
I love how you say that, high noon, in the rolling hills in Texas, El Paso.
I will say this, Joe. They are playing the game, but a lot of rain in the forecast for El Paso on Friday. Just so you know, you might not get the glistening sunrise off the mountains there. I think you might get yourself a little rain and clouds.
I don't know if you remember this, Carver. Back when your Notre Dame Fighting Irish played the Miami Hurricanes in the Sun Bowl.
It was not a nice day that day.
Michael Floyd, remember that crew? Michael Floyd and the crew? Right, yeah. And basically it was a cloudy day, but at periods of time the sun broke through, and somehow some way the over still came in that day. It was like 49.5, 50, and they just got over it. It's not going to deter me. Rain in the forecast, it's okay. We're going to do it. It's okay. All right, we're going to get the over. We're going to get the sun. And we're going to get that shot that CBS just throws out there all the time. And let me just say this. I'm going off on a tangent. I really don't care. It's the holiday season. For fans that say, oh, we have too many bowls, you're out of your mind. Okay? Because who wouldn't want to watch more football? I mean, to say, oh, no, I don't want to watch. I'm a football fan, but I don't want to watch more football. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I watch peewee kids in the off season. I go watch 5-year-olds playing football. Are you kidding? 80 games. Give me 365 a year, baby.
Every day, Joe Lisi wants football.
Oh,
every
I love that
day.
Comment. There he goes. You love
every
pushing
day.
My buttons because
blue
you know
collar
it.
Football.
In a few hours, it's going to be. I'm going to be amped up. You better, and we're going to see each other in a few hours. You know that. I'm amped up. I'm amped up because we got a big game today, and we got big games throughout the night. That's all I'm going to say.
And that total, you said 57, so you don't even care. You're still going the over, even though you got the MAC team now in the Sun Bowl. That doesn't scare Joe Lisi all. He ain't scared. He's going after that over 57. He ain't scared. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We got a lot of games tomorrow to give picks on. We've got games today that are already underway. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Believe it or not, Joe, today is actually, today and New Year's Day are the days with the most games. Five games today and five games on Saturday.
It's great. This is the
there
best
was supposed
day
to be
year.
Five. There was supposed to be five on Friday, but of course, we've got games getting chopped. So, but at least we still got the Sun Bowl. We could have lost two games on Friday. Instead, we only lost one now. So that's,
I know we lost the Arizona Bowl. But I have to be honest with you. You know, I don't want to see the Arizona Bowl be lost either. You know, at the end of the
day, I don't want to see anything.
But there's people that are happy that they play way too many games anyway. It's meaningless. It's not meaningless. It's not meaningless because even though you think a team is 6-6 overall, coaches, especially with limited practice and players that want to, we're under the assumption that the players don't care, meaning like all of them. That's not true. The freshmen, the sophomores, the juniors, they want to play and get better. They want to develop to potentially become NFL draft picks. The only way you do that is by performing in game environments and practicing. So this assumption, oh, the game doesn't matter. We got 2 6-6 teams. It's meaningless. No, it's not. You never played a sport in your life then, if you feel that way. Come on. I mean, I hate that mentality. It's like the total, it's just like where we are. That's the way people thought. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you because you're eating popcorn on a couch. I'm done.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You okay? All right. I was watching before we came on. They're doing the press conferences for the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Stoops, of course, because he's filling in for the Oklahoma program as the head coach.
This is going to be good.
So, you know how they, you know, all these bowls, they have sponsorship tie-ins and all this stuff. You know, like the Mayo Bowl, they're talking how they're going to dump the mayo on the winning coach at the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And everybody's dumping what they dumped the French fries on the Wyoming coach who's having a cheese. I hope he still enjoys that win because, I mean, the exodus from Wyoming for bowl since that game. I saw two more guys, Joe, go in the portal yesterday for Wyoming. I mean, what did he do?
Is he that bad of a guy?
When's the story coming out on him? I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I know, I mean, it's like, geez. You got to start looking yourself in the mirror. You got to check yourself.
unbelievable. Right? But anyway, so obviously all these bowl tie-ins, they like to tie in whatever it is to dumping it on the coach's head. So they just asked Stoops. Now, the sponsor of the Alamo Bowl this year is not just Valero, but some rock and roll tequila or something.
Nice.
So they asked Stoops, you know, you want the guys to dump the tequila on you or, you know, put you in a tequila bath. And he says, sure, why not? What's the school going to do, fire me?
I tell you what, though.
Stoops is good, Joe. He's good. He is.
I know. And I told you, I said, he's going to eat dirt. I built this program to show you how to win.
What are they going to do, fire me?
Every time I bet against him in the XFL, he sucked. Okay? He couldn't even cover. But let me just say this. I tell you what, if I'm Oregon, you know what? I take that soundbite and I clip it and I put it right in the – you think you're tough? Bob Stoops, you see what he's saying? They're expecting victory.
Oh, come
on.
Well, they should. I mean, Oregon's – listen, let's hope that game plays, Joe, because all I keep hearing more and more is how Oregon's got no players for tomorrow night.
We're back to this now. Oregon, Arizona State has nobody. They lost two corners. Wisconsin.
They were actually hanging outside. They were on Fremont Street last night. Big welcoming party for Arizona State and Wisconsin, of course, playing in the Vegas Bowl. They were having themselves a good old time.
Well, remember Whiskey, last time, and we have to check the annals, but the last time I believe Wisconsin played in Las Vegas was that 2001-2003 game against UNLV and quarterback Jason Thomas. And it's ironic because
they stopped the game or something?
Yeah,
they,
that was the game where... There was a ton of money on Wisconsin.
Because they were all in town. All the Wisconsin people were in town for the game.
The cheeseheads, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there.
I've heard some sharps, tell stories about that day.
Forget the sharps. I was working for ABC Sports, and we had the live telecast, and we were in the bowels of 66th and Columbus, right?
Sam Boyd Stadium.
Yeah, Sam Boyd Stadium. This was before the, you know, the internet just came out. And, right, you used to have to call the press box. Hello, this is Joe
the internet
from ABC.
Just came
what
out.
Do you got, right? Right, the internet just came out like 3 years prior, right?
People, yeah.
.com, bubble, right? So this was like, you know, the cell phones the size of a shoe, you know, like, right? So you couldn't get through. All the power was lost. You couldn't get through. And that was a big bet game back in the day with the offshore books, with the local, you know, bookmakers.
Yeah, with all the Wisconsin people there in town.
Yeah, everybody was sitting on a Wisconsin ticket. Jason Thomas and the Running Rebels. That game was like, it was a very methodical. It was like Wisconsin 7-0. Then it was like 7-7. Then it was like Whiskey 10-7, 13-7, 20-7, and 23-7. It's like, hold on! Pull the transformer. You saw like, you know,
pull the transformer.
Saw. Yeah.
Pull the plug. Like,
yeah.
Pull the lights.
It was like Chris Andrews with the hatchet. Boom. You know.
Look at Houston just moving down the field, Joe. Houston just moving down the field.
It? Are they throwing
a little bit of both? A little bit of both. A little bit of everything here for the Cougars as they are underway. First game of the day, of course, down in Birmingham. Between Houston and Auburn. And as we get ready, Joe, since there was no player props yesterday when we did the show, if anybody is listening live now, SiriusXM Channel 159, we have the Louisville Air Force game coming up in about an hour, and you basically are on every prop. Not only are you on the five-diamond lock of the year with the Cardinals, but you are also playing every prop on the board in the game. So what?
I took Malik Cunningham.
What are you on here, Joe, for this Air Force Louisville game?
All right, so I have the over 54.5. I have obviously Louisville money line, Louisville -1.5, Louisville pick. I have Malik Cunningham took it last night or took it early this morning. 64.5 rushing, 225.5 passing. It got up to I believe 226.5 now. I think he's going to explode. And I know, you know, there's conflicting theories. I know the sharps are on Air Force, but this is my five-star turn sand into diamond lock of the year. And at the end of the day, I'm going to give you a voucher for...
Yeah, you get my whole college basketball season for free, right? You give everybody your college basketball picks
for
free. Yeah,
because that's what I do. Yeah. We all know I give out free info. I don't sell picks. I just, you know, I'm the Jim Cramer of college football.
You're all in on all these Malik Cunningham props.
Yep.
Okay, so it's 226.5 for the passing yards right now. 1.5 for the touchdown passes. His rushing is now up to 67.5, but we are all in, baby. All in on the Louisville. You could probably get a bunch of their wide receivers, too, Joe. If you like Cunningham that much, somebody's got to catch the ball. So you can get a bunch
of
receivers. Well,
yes. You know, here's the thing. The receivers are out. He's playing, you know, the tight end is I thought his tight end was available. I got to double check that because they're flipping him around periodically here, you know. I got to double check in the break. I will take a look, but I think it's a significant speed advantage for Louisville. I said it. You know, I think they're going to be able to run it. I think they're going to be able to throw it. And again, Scott Satterfield needs this game to develop for next year. The fact that Cunningham is coming back, that core team is coming.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Coming back for 2022, this means a lot to them. And it's just not, oh yeah, I just think Louisville. There's reasons why. They play toe-to-toe with some of the better teams in the conference, and I think they dominate today.
There you go. Joe Lisi's been waiting for this one. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We got to make picks for tomorrow's games. We stay ahead of the curve here on the grid. We keep rolling after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. I did send you last night on Twitter, Joe, a clip of Mike Leach down at the Liberty Bowl, which, of course, is coming up later tonight. I believe 6:45 p.m. East kick. You could tell he still hates Texas Tech. Like, he sat up there like they still have the litigation, you know, he's like, I would have settled by now. They don't want to settle. There's back in, you know, they still owe him money, he feels. I'm telling you, Joe, they're the better team, the better athletes, etc. If he has a chance in the second half to make that game get out of hand, I think he's gonna step on the throat and he's gonna go for it. Like, I don't think he's gonna be like, bowl game, let's get out of here with a little class. No. I think he's gonna try to light him up. Now it could be a close game, like you think, but if it's not, and they get up two or three scores, I think he's gonna keep pushing, and I think he's gonna make it five or six scores. That's what I think he's gonna do.
Oh, I agree with that. That's a great point. I think the biggest thing about Mississippi State, or the, you know, when people just think of Mississippi State, is that they're just a pass-happy team. That front seven, for much of the year, statistically was in the top of the conference, especially in run support, right? So they were only giving up around 130 rushing yards per game for much of the year, and that's pretty good when you think about some of the heavy offensive lines. And statistically, from a third down defense standpoint, they were right in the area of about 35-36%. They were getting off the field, giving the football back to Will Rogers. They were a battle-tested team, have played well in certain environments, stepped up against A&M, stepped up, obviously, against Auburn on the road at the end of the year. I mean, they have played well. The one game where they failed to step up was in the Egg Bowl, and they struggled with the mobility of Matt Corral. This is going to be it's interesting because I immediately went to Mississippi State when these lines came out. But then the fact that Donovan Smith is a mobile quarterback. He's a freshman, but I always say when you look at where Mississippi State was at the end of the year and where Texas Tech was, that the weeks off in preparation will benefit a freshman quarterback more than maybe Will Rogers, because he was obviously he's playing at an elite level, but they were hitting on all cylinders, and it's very difficult then to restart it. So when you have that quarterback to wide receiver relationship and that offense is in rhythm, I like to get games going. Now we stop that for two or three weeks. The freshman is going to have an opportunity to break down film. He's going to have an opportunity to work on some things. And the fact that Sonny Cumbie didn't bolt for La Tech yet, he's going to coach in. It means something. He's a Red Raider at heart, Sonny Cumbie. So you know what? They love him. And I love him too. He made me money this year. I'm rolling. With Donovan Smith and the Red Raiders, best unis in college football, I say.
Ah, that's tough. That's tough to say.
One of.
You could say one of, but I wouldn't say the best. Well, balls on the ground here, Joe. Did Auburn get that back? Ball on the ground here.
Ball,
we got a ball on the
ball,
ground.
Ball,
ball, ball, ball. No, they got it back. Your boy Finley fell
on it. This game is turning, by the way. I don't like this. I don't like this at all, but this the momentum all of a sudden shifted a little bit. Auburn's defense making adjustments. They're getting Tank Bigsby involved in the screen game, something to keep an eye out on when you have an overactive and athletic front seven in Houston. I will say this, Marshawn Ford is playing in this ball game, the tight end for Louisville. Like him because he's a key weapon for Malik Cunningham, especially if the run game is going, which I believe Louisville will have. The play action over the middle, dig routes, seam patterns. Look for Marshawn Ford to break out, the tight end, sophomore. 530 yards on the year. I think he could have a big day over an undermanned Air Force team today. So he's one of the props that you might want to look at on the receivers for Louisville.
Let's start to dive into tomorrow, Joe, because we do have to make picks for those games. We have our picks. We made our picks yesterday for the games that are going on today. But let's do it. We now have three games. Unfortunately, our first game of the day, the 11 a.m. kick at the Fenway Bowl, chopped between Virginia and SMU. So now our bowl day on Wednesday will start at Yankee Stadium, the Great Pinstripe Bowl, which we love. It's going to be a cold day for Virginia Tech and Maryland. Right now, Maryland -3.5. Total is at 54.5. Let me give you the chop list, Joe. Here, actually, really nobody of significance for Maryland. It looks like they're going to have basically a full squad aside from anybody who was injured, etc. Here's your Vatech chop list. And this, remember a couple weeks ago, Joe, when we looked at the Bulls when they came out, this game was a pick 'em. And now this game has moved. The reason why this game has moved to Maryland -3.5 is right here. Vatech wide receiver Trey Turner. Out, chopped, going to the draft. Virginia Tech junior cornerback Jermaine Waller, out, chopped, going to the draft. Edge senior rusher Amare Barno, out, chopped, going to the draft. Redshirt junior defensive lineman Jordan Williams, out, chopped, going to the draft. Virginia Tech redshirt junior offensive lineman Lesha Smith, who also declared for the draft, chopped out. Virginia Tech redshirt junior quarterback Braxton Burmeister, transfer portal, chopped out. And what does that mean? Backup quarterback Knox Kadem also entered the transfer portal and opted out of the game. The starting quarterback of this game will either be Connor Blumrick or Taj Brooks. I mean, geez, Joe, this is
now,
tough.
Now, Blumrick is a junior. He played in the season, the last game they played.
Who did he says he was seven. It says here he was 7 for 16 for 42 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no picks.
But
when he came into that game.
That was against Virginia.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. Right. I did watch him. That Burmeister was injured. He was out. He was in. And then Blumrick came in. Here's
but,
the
Joe,
thing.
Joe, that's a lot of guys for Virginia Tech, Joe. That's a lot of guys. And they weren't that good to begin with.
No,
they weren't that great a team to begin. And let's also remember, no coach either. Coach
out. J.T. Price.
So finished.
But, see, the reason why Maryland is I mean they haven't been to a bowl game since when? So of course if you're a program and you haven't been to a bowl game, you better not be opting out. I mean, come on. So
let me get you the bowl.
I mean, I'm thinking back. When was the last time Maryland was in a bowl? I mean,
well, they fairly. Fairly recently.
Barely.
They 16 actually the Quick Lane Bowl in 2016.
That's still
was the last time they were in a bowl. They lost to BC
in
2014. How about a better question? When was the last time they won a bowl game? That would be 2010 in the Military Bowl. They beat East Carolina 51-20. 2010. Either way, Joe, here's a couple things to consider here. Number one, Virginia Tech is absolutely gutted. They have nobody.
They're going to run it, though.
All right.
That's the problem.
I understand that. But here's let's put on top of it, which of these narratives, whether you want to believe them or not. You have Loxley in his first bowl game. Been a long time since the school has won a bowl game. I just feel like, you know, you got Talia out there. You got the best player on the field probably in Talia. I just feel like, Joe, there's a lot of things that are pointing towards Maryland here. And that's probably going to be the side for me. I like the total in it a lot more, but I think that Maryland, you just have to take Maryland in this game, Joe.
You're like my kryptonite because I've been on Maryland. Remember when they were like on the fringe of bowl eligibility, and I took them.
Well,
against
they always let you down.
Intentional grounding penalties and look like a deer in the headlights that game.
Listen, they let you down in big spots. I mean, the last few years, Loxley and Tulley in the Big Ten. I mean, they can't cover a game to save their lives.
I'm going to say this: my best bet is the under. But I just want to take. I want to go against Locksley and Maryland because they cost me a lot of money this year in terms of some games.
You're going to back Tech here, Joe?
I'm going to back Tech. You know what? They're more physical than Maryland, and I'm taking Tech to run it down Maryland's throat. It's going to be an ugly game. It's in New. I said Giant Stadium, Yankee Stadium. Give me the Hokies. JT Price and the crew. I'm going to roll with them. They got the victory over Virginia. You could beat Virginia. You could beat Maryland. And I don't care. That was still with Blumrick. Give me Vatek. And plus, hopefully they're rocking the all-maroon jersey and pant. Give me the Hokies in this ballgame.
Wow, Joe. I'm stunned. I really am. I know that Maryland's let us, you know, they're impossible. They're really hard to back, especially as a favorite. But I that's just too much on their side in terms of intangibles and other things. There's just too much that leans Maryland for me. But that's not going to be my pick, Joe. Me and you talked about this under a few weeks ago, and that was when Burmeister and other people were still playing in the game. I thought this was a dead under game, 54.5. Virginia Tech's offense is pathetic to begin with, and now you're going to tell me all these guys aren't playing. Maryland, like you said, they're a better offensive team than Virginia Tech, but what are they going to put 40 up? I don't think so. I think that this game, Maryland wins something like 27-10 or something like that. I feel like that's the type of game that this is. They're playing in a weird environment outside at a baseball stadium in the freezing cold. Under 54.5 for me, Joe. That's the pick for the Pinstripe Bowl.
I'm with you. I'm going to be playing that. You know how you say I'm going to be on it with you?
Yes.
I'm going to be on the Hokies, but I will be on the under with you because I just don't see... I think the running game will be where Virginia Tech eats in this matchup. So I think they're going to look to attack them. And that's the weakness of Maryland's front seven. So at the end of the day, if you're JT Price, you're looking for another job, you want to win this, put this on your resume, you never know.
Did you like the shot I sent you this morning of the helicopter shot of the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium?
Beautiful.
Where
you know why?
The legendary helicopter man at... WCBS in New York, Tom Kaminsky with the pictures above Yankee Stadium.
Love
what a great shot that was.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
To say this before we go to break,
go ahead.
Of the grass two-tone color and Maryland maybe potentially with the white shirt and the red pant, fantastic old school bowl. Boomer Esiason and Frank Reich might walk out.
College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. More on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you with us right here as me and Joe go back and forth on the halftime line between Houston and Auburn, which is live
is
minus 6.5 for Houston and Auburn getting 6.5.
We love the game. This is what makes it great.
I'm going to stay. I think we're on the right side, Joe.
All right, I think we're on the right side. Let's see.
And in-game total of 35.5, which is...
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been low scoring. And once again, we said this yesterday. This seemed like it was going to be a bit of a rock fight between Houston and Auburn, and it's playing out that way. All right, Joe, we've got two more games for tomorrow that we can look at. The Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando. Orlando between Iowa State and Clemson. Let me give you the chopped list for the Cheez-It Bowl. 5:45 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, December the 29th. Right now, Clemson -1 a low total of 44.5 here for the Cyclones and the Tigers. What do we got for Iowa State? Let's see. Junior wide receiver Joe Skatz announced that he was entering the transfer portal. Out. Senior wide receiver Tariq Milton. Out. Junior defensive back Guy King. Out. Into the transfer portal. Sophomore linebacker Eric Horn. Out. Remains unclear or not if he will play in the team's bowl game. We shall see. Here's a big one, Joe. Junior running back Breece Hall announced he was entering the draft. Out for Iowa State. For Clemson's side, of course, they're not going to have defensive coordinator Brett Venables. He's off to Oklahoma. Offensive coordinator Tony Elliott, who's off to Virginia. Man, Dabo got picked this year, huh, Joe? He lost his offensive and his defensive coordinator. They're also going to be without wide receiver Justin Ross. He had a foot injury. He's not going to play. Senior linebacker Baylen Spector underwent a wrist surgery. Junior wide receiver Frank Ladson entering the transfer portal. I mean, both teams, Joe, have all sorts of issues here, Iowa State and Clemson.
They do. And here's what you obviously the big loss for Iowa State is Breece Hall. Now, you know, his ability to pound the rock between the tackles, that puts a lot of pressure now on Brock Purdy, the starting quarterback, right? In terms of this matchup, you know, can Purdy step up? He was thought of, and let's not forget, Brock Purdy was one of the quarterbacks that was, you know, in the fifth best quarterback a couple of years ago, right? And this offense with Xavier Hutchinson, tight end Charlie Kohler, they've stepped up, but they never lived up to expectations this year. On the defensive side of the ball, Mike Rose and that defense, they are good in terms of physical teams that play in front of them. And what I mean by that is, you know, they can go toe-to-toe with a team like Clemson. Because of the physicality, Clemson doesn't really have speed on the perimeter anymore. And the passing game is not consistent. So I'm still going to roll with Iowa State here, even though Breece Hall is not in this ballgame. Because, again, it comes down to Clemson's game is ground and pound with Will Shipley. I'm not sold on DJU. I don't think they figured it out either within the last 3 weeks without now Brett Venables and Tony Elliott, the offensive coordinator. Give me the more complete team with the coaching staff that's intact. That's Matt Campbell. This game means more to Iowa State, I believe, than Clemson. I'm gonna take the veteran club in Iowa State here. They stepped up against Oregon last year. I think they do make a statement against Clemson today, this week.
I'm very torn on this game, Joe.
Why?
I am. Why? I don't know. Because I feel like we've been waiting all year. I think we still want to look at Clemson like they're the last 5 years of Clemson. You know, and I think that you look at this game and you're like, man, Clemson should beat Iowa State. We haven't seen DJU give the big performance yet this year. Sometimes these coaches, Joe, even though it was a bad year for Clemson, if for their standards, let's be fair here. 9 wins for them is not great. But I just feel like, Joe, they might use this game as a springboard for next year. Dabo and DJ, I just feel like that could be the situation here. Both teams are missing tons of guys. I'm going to take Clemson, Joe, minus the one in Orlando to take down Iowa State. And I can't back Matt Campbell. I mean, this guy burned me all year, Joe. That loss to West Virginia.
This year he burned you.
That loss to West Virginia. I mean, that was just all.
That was a bad loss. I'll agree. That was a bad loss. But they were laying. But they're a better dog than they are a favorite. That's the problem with Iowa
State. But this is like a pick 'em game. I mean, it's not like they're getting 4 here. I mean, it's a toss up game. I'm gonna go with the better. I think that Clemson, man for man, 1-50, 1-60, however guys they are over there. I think that they're better team than Iowa State. Seems like it evens out all the guys that are out on each side. It just kind of feels that way to me. So I'm gonna take Clemson. You're gonna take Iowa State. Is that where we're at right now?
I just want to make sure because I was multitasking as we were going through this. Brock Purdy, Charlie Kohler, Xavier Hutchinson, they're playing, correct? Mike Rose?
They were not on the chop list that I just read.
Okay, good. So that's I just want to make sure because I know Breece Hall was out and some other, players that were secondary, but the big three is there. You got Xavier Hutchinson, you have Purdy, you have Charlie Kohler. Now obviously running back hurts, but Breece Hall, I mean, the one position that you could duplicate production is the running back. As long as the offensive line's open and holds, You have an opportunity to stay in third and short, and that's what Brock Purdy brings. He's a consistent passer. Now, he's not elite. I thought he would be a potential NFL maybe mid-rounder, third, fourth rounder. But, you know, the way he's played this year, not sold yet. But I'm still taking Iowa State.
You're still taking Iowa State. So there you go. We're against each other in the Cheez-It Bowl down in Orlando. One more game on Wednesday night, the 29th, which is going to be the Alamo Bowl, hopefully. Now, this game, there's been some speculation. Joe, we've seen games 24 hours in advance get whacked already. Whether it was the Hawaii Bowl or the BC East Carolina game. So
Arizona,
I don't think that we're out of the woods yet for this Oklahoma-Oregon game coming up on Wednesday night, 9:15 p.m. Eastern. Right now, Oklahoma -7. Your total is 60. There's a big chop list in this one, Joe. I mean, the chop list for both sides is pretty significant. Let's see what we have here for Oklahoma. We obviously know Lincoln Riley out. Bob Stoops is going to coach the team. We talked about him earlier, dumping the tequila on himself. Redshirt sophomore wide receiver Jaden Hasselwood, done, not going to play. Verbally committed to Arkansas, out transfer portal. Rattler, as we know, went to South Carolina. Sophomore linebacker Brian Asamoah announced on December 8th he's declaring for the draft, chopped out. Redshirt junior Nicholas Bonito opted out. He had 32 tackles, 52 pressures, yada, yada, yada. Senior defensive lineman Perry and Winfrey out. Going to the draft, senior defensive lineman Isaiah Thomas. Jeez, I mean, Oklahoma, sophomore tight end Austin Stoger, transfer portal. He has not officially been ruled out, though, for the Senior Bowl. I mean, he's going to the transfer portal. We've seen, I guess, a couple guys play.
Yeah, a couple guys played.
They were going to lose Theo Weiss, but now he's back in the mix. He's not going to pass the season anyway. Oregon, same deal. Cristobal out. Ducks are going to have Brian McClendon serve as their interim coach for this game. Kayvon Thibodeau opted out, of course, NFL draft. Sophomore wide receiver Devon Williams, he's opted out. He's going to the NFL draft. A lot of guys on Oregon, Joe. Junior quarterback DJ James finished. Micah Pittman, sophomore wide receiver, answered transfer portal. Both sides, Joe, just like the Clemson-Iowa State game, you got a lot both sides, and you have each team with interim coaches, with yes. New coaches coming in.
Well, I'll weird just game. Say this. It's not just Ed Lincoln Riley. Five assistants followed Lincoln Riley, including defensive coordinator Alex Grinch. That is the strong suit, though, of Bob Stoops, built his career on the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, I always say when you're calling plays, it's like a pitcher or a quarterback. They got to get into a rhythm. Sometimes, you know, whoever's calling the defensive schemes, they could be either more aggressive, less aggressive. You got to understand how that talent responds in game situations. So to just say we're going to get that type of productivity because now we have Stoops back, I think is mistaken, and that's why we gamble on these games, right? That's why, you know, Joe Public and everybody's betting on Oklahoma. Nick Benito's a huge loss to that defense. He's the emotional leader of that unit, so not to have him is just as big of a loss with Thibodeau on the other side of the ball. So I think it comes down to this. I look at the quarterbacks as well. We have Caleb Williams. He's a raw guy. He had no Lincoln Riley there. The offensive staff is incomplete. He was still a raw prospect. He wasn't consistent at all throughout the season. Are you going to guarantee me Caleb Williams is going to be consistent with 4 weeks of preparation for Oregon? I don't know. At least I have Anthony Brown, a veteran that did not play well in the Pac-12 championship. At least he should be chomping at the bit to get back into this game, at least maybe improve his draft status. Give me Oregon here. I said it before. I liked them plus the 4.5. We trim the fat with Mario Cristobal. Get him out of town. You don't want to be here? Go. Leave. We're moving on. At the end of the day, we're going to step up. That's it. This is the matchup to me. Oregon did not step up in the Pac-12 championship game. If you have any heart, if you play football and you want to step up, now's the opportunity against one of the best teams in the country, pageantry in the state of Texas for the Alamo Bowl. Wear one of those wacky uniform combos. Wear the green pant with the yellow helmet. Go back to the days of Joey Harrington. Those unis, Achille King. Let's go Oregon outright over Oklahoma.
Outright. Outright, Joe. Did you say outright? Did I hear that properly?
Outright.
Outright? You're feeling strong, outright. Huh? Feeling strong.
I like the quarterback matchup. I don't like the fact that Alex Grinch is not going to be there. Lincoln Riley's not going to be there. You have a freshman quarterback. He's athletic. Okay, but you still got to coach him up. You still got that consistency of whatever he's developed throughout the year. Just because it Stoops, is there a guarantee that you're gonna tell me that, you know, Caleb Williams is gonna just step in and throw for 400 in this game?
I'm not gonna tell you that, Joe. But I cannot take Oregon in this game. I cannot do it. I will not do it. After last year, backing them against Iowa State in the bowl game, I know this is a different situation, different circumstances, etc. And then watching them get absolutely punked, not once, but twice by Utah in the final 3 weeks of the season, there is no way that this team cares whatsoever about this football game. Zero. And you got Stoops out there with the tequila and all the things that he's got. I think the kids will actually want to win a game for Stoops because he's getting to coach a game out of nowhere. I think that there will be some spark on the Oklahoma sideline with Bob Stoops coaching the team.
So you think this is like the kids are going to be like the icons back?
I think Stoops, you know how Bob is. Just go watch him today with the tequila stuff. I think he's going to gas these kids up. And he's going to gas them up. Like, your boy Lincoln left you. I mean, he thinks you guys aren't good enough. Let's go and show him. Let's put it on this team.
So you think Bob Stoops is WWE and like Lincoln Riley? Like, let me tell you something about that candy ass, Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. I think he's 100% like doing it. Yeah, I do. I think that's exactly what he's doing.
I hired him. I'll fire him.
I'm taking Oklahoma, Joe, and I'm laying it. I'd lay it at 10. You want to lay it at 7? I'll lay it at 7, too. Sooners in the Alamo.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, recap the picks, get you set for later tonight. We'll keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, so to recap, Wednesday, December the 29th, here's what we've got, Joe. These are for tomorrow's games, of course. Pinstripe Bowl, I like Maryland, Virginia Tech under 54.5. Lisi's got Vatek plus the 3.5. Cheez-It Bowl, I'm on Clemson minus 1. Heads up with Lisi. He's got Iowa State plus the 1. And the Alamo Bowl, let's pray it goes off. I like Oklahoma minus 7. Oregon plus 7 for Joe Lisi. Go for the 2. Joe, I also anticipate a late night with you. We love these during the regular season on Saturday nights, the 10:15 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and we have that tonight with Minnesota and West Virginia. Yes. Let's go, Joe.
Right around midnight, it should be halftime, and I'll be – hopefully West Virginia's rocking the all-blue unis today because that to me, no Letty Brown, no problem for me. I'm rolling with Neil Brown and the crew. And my daughter's wearing a West Virginia jersey today, so just kudos to that.
Is that right?
Yes.
How about that?
She took it from me. She took it from me, but still.
Now, not a good scene here for Houston, Joe, as we're getting out of here. Auburn missed a field goal, but Houston was offsides, so the kid's going to get another crack at it. And, man, did he miss by a lot. Patton missed by a mile for Auburn.
He couldn't hit the side of a barn with that.
Well, he just got himself moved up 5 yards. It's still 4th and 8. He's going to have the same kick, just 5 yards closer. He's all the way on the right hash. Oh, he stinks, Joe. Let's see if he can drill this one. So, I mean, it's a 35-yarder. It's an NFL extra point. Interested to see. Look at this knuckleball. He made it this time, Joe. How about that? All right, Joe, we're going to have a fun night. I'll talk to you during the bailout blowout, and I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good luck today. Cash them. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.